More than 80 varieties of hops, an essential component of beer, are grown commercially. Through research, Arkansas-based brewers may eventually be able to better grow locally sourced hops. The University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture has a 3-member hops team whose work will be on display August 15th at a new Hops Production in Arkansas workshop. The event includes a hops grower panel discussion, and one of the participants is Brother Basil Taylor, a Benedictine monk who brews beer at Subiaco Abbey. Earlier this week, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda traveled to Subiaco to tour the monastery's brew house and the tap room, and she brings us this story.
When I meet Brother Basil in the parking lot, he picks me up in a black and orange rugged terrain vehicle called the Monkmobile.
Yeah, we've got a whole fleet of golf carts around here. You'll see them everywhere.
The Abbey was founded in 1878, and a school was built in 1888. Today, around 150 boys in 7th through 12th grade attend the boarding school.
So that building you parked in front of is one of our newest buildings. The top floor is the dormitory for the boys. Uh-huh. And then the bottom floor is like a large meeting room that holds like 300 people.
Brother Basil is one of about 40 monks that belong to the monastery. Originally from Fort Smith, he's been at Subiaco for 7 years and brews beer that's sold to the public.
So we kind of joke. You know, we've been a monastery for 141 years. We've probably been brewing beer for 140 of those years. The German monks, you know, they gotta like their beer and wine. So, but commercially, we actually decided about 2 years ago that it was something that we wanted to get into because we are an aging community. We are getting older, and this is less labor intensive than our farm.
After receiving license approval, Country Monks Brewing opened to the public earlier this year. Brother Basil estimates the 2-barrel brew house sells about 600 beers weekly.
We're a pretty small brewery as far as breweries in Arkansas go, but we make enough.
The varieties of beer change, but include a stout, pale ale, wheat, and a raspberry wheat. Today there's an amber in the kettle, and Brother Basil says he plans to start an Irish red later. Prior to joining the monastery, he worked in IT, owned a punk rock bar, and started homebrewing while he was in college.
A broke college kid 20 years ago. It was cheaper and easier for me to brew beer than it was to buy it. So, and then all my friends in Fort Smith, like we all brewed just to, you know, we'd grill out in the backyard and brew beer. So then it just continued on here.
Outside of the brew house, 5 hop plants are growing along old tennis nets that stretch from the roof to the ground like a makeshift trellis.
We are very much on repurposing stuff here. So, yes, there are old tennis nets from the tennis courts. It kind of works. We actually, one of the monks grew gourds on them, and they were still here. And we're like, oh, we'll try it. It kind of makes it hard to pick sometimes because unless they're sticking through the net holes. But it works.
There are currently 2 types of hops growing on the side of the building.
There's Cascade and Kent Golding, which is a British hops, but it seems to like it. It gets a lot of shade, which helps out right where it is. And we're actually harvesting enough, and we're going to have enough for a couple batches this year. But we're hoping to tie in with other people that want to do this more. Like Preston Rose, which is a brewery about 3 miles down the road from us. I think she is growing 4 or 5 varieties of hops, and they have a larger operation. So they're about the same size as us production-wise, but she does like a lot of farm-to-table stuff and all organic food.
Brother Basil says he had to do some research to see which varieties would grow well in Arkansas's climate.
Most of the time, hops are grown in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, it's a lot cooler, and there's, you know, the fog that rolls in, and just, you know, it's a rainforest up there, a cool temperate rainforest. And then Arkansas is not that. Although the beginning of the summer was nice. It was almost like it. But so we try to find some that were more adaptable to our climate and the heat and the dry of our summers here.
Brother Basil is hopeful University of Arkansas researchers will be able to develop hops for the state because he says using locally sourced food is more environmentally friendly. For now, the monks have adapted and are able to grow a variety of food in this climate. A nearby greenhouse is enclosed during the winter, but on this warm summer day, it's uncovered and a banana tree and a papaya tree grow tall. Father Richard is tending to the greenhouse today, where there's also pineapples, figs, and key limes.
I spent many years in Belize, so I like tropical plants.
So we had a daughter house in Belize for quite a while.
A daughter house?
Yeah, so a monastery that was formed from here, that we started from here, and that's where Father Richard was for 25 years, 28 years, yeah.
From here, we drive past a small vineyard on our way to the tap room as bells chime in the distance. Brother Basil says the tap room used to be their old farm office. Members of the maintenance staff cleaned it up, added a bar and sinks, and improved the air conditioning.
Because you get 40 people in there, it warms up pretty quick. And the door opening and closing all the time.
How many people can fit?
I would say probably about 40 in here. We've had a few more, but it's like sardines in a can.
The tap room is a quaint space with wood paneling on the walls and a handful of tables and chairs throughout. Guests can take home beer in a growler or cans. They can also purchase t-shirts as well as some other products created by the monks, like their hot sauce and peanut brittle. The tap room is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays, and Brother Basil says they'll see anywhere from 100 to 150 visitors.
We're overwhelmed at the response. You know, it's two or three times what we expected it would be.
In addition to beer, the tap room also offers soda, snacks, and treats for dogs. Brother Basil says they wanted to create an inviting place where people can come hang out.
I mean, we're not a bar, we're a tap room, so, you know, they'll come in, play board games, or, you know, the monks cycle in and out just, you know, on Saturdays when we're open, and, you know, they'll talk to monks, and a lot of our old graduates will come down, so they'll come meet with monks they had as teachers or as classmates or something like that. You know, that's pretty neat to see some of that interaction going on. I had a guy, it was right when we first opened. He said, "This is the first time I've been back to Subiaco in 50 years. Yeah. And he's like, "I came because y'all had a bar and that was, or a brewery, you know, and that's exactly what we wanted to hear. That's why we did it. Just a kind of more of a public outreach to get people who might not visit us a chance to come see us.
The University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture is hosting its first hops workshop from 2 to 7 p.m. August 15th at the U of A Fruit Research Station. It's located at 1749 Highway 818 in Clarksville. The last day to register is August 12th, and the fee, which includes dinner, is $30. Registration and more information is available at uaex.edu. More information about the brewery can be found at facebook.com/countrymonksbrewing. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.